What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. I'm Rick Mulready. And on today's episode, I wanted to share with you a whole new revenue model that I've added to my business here in 2022. And I thought I'd share this episode with you because I want to not only share this revenue model with you, because it's something that you potentially could add to your business, but also I want to share some insights that I've gleaned from embracing this revenue model this year. And I want to kind of start this off with, so in April, I think it was April. Yeah, April of 2022. So April of earlier this year, Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income. For many of you know who Pat is. Pat's been on the podcast several times here. Pat, he's my best friend. And I've known Pat. He's one of the very first people that I met in the online space. So back even when I was in the corporate world, I had Southern California as part of my territory. I was selling online advertising. And I was coming down to San Diego. I lived in LA at the time, and I was coming down to San Diego for, I don't know, I was calling on some agency or something down here. And so I reached out to him and asked him if he'd be open to having coffee. And he was like, you know, yeah, this is back when, you know, he would say yes. And he was like, yeah, let's meet up for like 20, 30 minutes or whatever. It turned into like 2.5 hours or something like that. It was awesome. And so we became friends after that, but we got a lot closer when I actually moved, my family moved into the same neighborhood as Pat and his family. So we live just like a mile apart from each other. And so anyway, in April of this year, we were texting and he was like, hey man, you want to go fishing? Because he knew that, like we talked about it before, he grew up fishing just like I did, but neither one of us had fished in like 20 years, 25 years. And he's like, what do you think about going fishing? I was like, yeah, man, let's do it. You know, like I haven't been forever. And so we decided to go to this one lake here that's not too far from where we live here in San Diego. Before going to that lake, I'd found a local fishing shop here in San Diego just by Googling it. And because I needed equipment because I haven't been in 25 years. And so I went over there, was explained to the guy that owned the place, and he was super helpful. And he's like, where are you guys going? And I told him, he's like, oh no, don't go there. Don't go there. Go to this other lake. And I was like, I've never even heard of it before, but okay, cool. We'll do that. And so I told Pat about this and he's like, all right, let's do it. Let's go, you know, whatever. It was like the week later or something like that. And so Pat and I end up going to, you know, I buy the equipment and, you know, new rods and reels and all that stuff. And we ended up going to this lake that the guy who works at this tackle shop recommended to me. And we went out in April on this like Saturday or Sunday morning there. Never been to this lake before. Neither one of us had fished in so many years. And so it was very comical as we look back on it now. But we had the most amazing time. We caught so many fish that day, and we had no idea what we were doing because it had been so long. And no pun intended, but we after that trip, we were completely hooked. Like, not only have Pat and I become best friends this year, even though I've known him for years and years, we've become so much closer because of fishing. Like, during the fishing season, which kind of just ended here in San Diego just about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, because we're here in December, like, we were going out. Pat was going out way more than I was, but we were going out like every week, like literally every week from April through probably October. And we just became like obsessed with it. And we went deep on it. Like, we're now talking about, you know, buying kayaks, bass fishing kayaks. And like, this is going to be our thing for 2023, where we're going to do, you know, bass fishing tournaments in kayaks and stuff like that. Like, we've gone deep on this, and it has become our huge, huge passion. And, you know, that simple text from Pat saying, hey, you want to go fishing this weekend or whatever, or coming up here soon, and, you know, saying yes, and then going to that fishing shop, like, that has literally changed my life, literally changed the trajectory of that side of my life. Pat and I are so passionate about it. It is such a relaxing thing for us. And by the way, yes, we throw all the fish back. We don't keep anything. But it was such a really cool experience this year. You know, as I look back on 2022, that is absolutely one of the highlights of my entire year. You know, not only that we've got back into this hobby and we're obsessed with it, but, you know, our relationship has really, really grown in the process. And so how does this relate to this whole new revenue model that I've added to my business? Well, sometimes the right way of living is not yet known to you until you say yes to something or decide to try something new. That could open up a whole new, you know, a whole new avenue or what have you in your business or in your life. And so at the beginning of 2022, I had no idea that I was going to discover this new business model and let alone add it to my business or even enjoy it for that matter. And so because I had no idea and I said yes to this and I explored it, I love it. I absolutely love this business model. And so just like what fishing has done for Pat and I this year and our relationship and stuff like that, like, I had no idea all that was going to happen prior to April of this year. And ironically, now that I think about it, I'm literally thinking about it right now. Ironically, that's about the time that I started this new revenue model. I'm sure that's not a coincidence. But anyway, the business model I'm referring to is revenue share deals. Revenue share deals. And I absolutely love it. It's a partnership. And here's what a revenue share partnership is in terms of how I do it and how I look at it. So essentially, I partner with a business who would like help scaling their online business. And I coach and consult them with all, you know, in all aspects of the business, everything from marketing to sales to systems and processes, the team to all the stuff, right? I also open up my marketing channels and my network to a revenue share partner for additional ways of scaling their business more quickly. And here's the thing. Here's the unique part of it. I don't get paid a cent unless the person that I'm partnering with gets results. That's right. The business that I'm partnering with does not pay me at all for all the coaching and all the consulting that I'm doing and help that I'm providing. I only get paid if their revenue increases while we're working together above an agreed upon threshold. So here's what I mean by that. So number one, there's no like monthly fee or anything like that. None of that. And so just to reiterate, I only get paid if the revenue increases above an agreed upon threshold. So here's what I mean by that. Usually that threshold is about the average, you know, it's like the average of about the last 6 months revenue for that business. And then we take that average, right? So let's just say it's $10,000, right? They're averaging $10,000 a month for the last 6 months. And how we work it is that if that's the number that we agree on and I start coaching you and consulting, you know, et cetera, and I start plugging you into to my business and my network and my channels, et cetera, and you quickly go up to $20,000 a month. So you bump up from $10,000 a month to $20,000 a month. Well, the difference between those two numbers obviously is $10,000. And so I would get 10 cents on the dollar. So 10% of that difference. So 10% of $10,000 is $1,000. So my fee, if you will, or my payout is a better way to say it, for that month would be $1,000, right? And so let's say the next month, the person does $8,000. Well, I don't get paid anything because it's below the threshold that we agreed upon. And so again, like the person I'm partnering with doesn't pay me at all unless there are results. And that's what I love about this, because this is like, this is where, you know, I've fully been able to, like, this is something that, you know, again, I'll talk more, a little bit more about this, but this has been around forever. Like, people have done this forever. The problem, and I had this early on, is like, I wasn't confident early on, like years and years ago. I would never be, you know, confident enough to do this. Like, wait a minute, you better be paying me, sort of thing, right? And so I love this model. It's worked out so well. And these types of partnerships are for people who have a, like for me, right? This is, again, I'm speaking from my experience, because there's a whole bunch of ways that you can do these types of revenue share models. And so for me, these types of partnerships are for people who have a high confidence level. Like, if I'm going to work with them, they need to have a high confidence level and feel like they either couldn't achieve the levels that they want, whatever success level that they want, that they feel like they couldn't achieve that level by themselves, or they want to get to whatever that success level is for them a whole lot more quickly. And so after working with one business this year, I wanted to kind of slowly do this and see how I liked it. After working with one business in this manner for much 2022, here are some insights that I have gleaned along the way. And so first, I don't know why I didn't start offering this sooner. And like I said before, this is not a new business model. I mean, 6 years ago, literally 6 years ago, I was having discussions with somebody who was interested in doing a revenue share partner for my business. Like, they wanted to come into my business, but the percentage that they were talking about was really high. And for whatever reason, for lots of different reasons, it didn't work out. But that was 6 years ago. Like, so again, these types of revenue, these types of partnerships and this business model is nothing new at all, right? But back then, I wasn't doing the kind of coaching and work that I do now. I was only teaching Facebook ads. So it didn't really make sense, right? Like, you've got, you know, this is another example. Like, if you're an ads person, if you're an ads manager, there are plenty of people, ads managers out there, who will work, like, you don't pay them and they only get paid if they're getting your results, right? Through ads. So that's another form of, you know, revenue partnership or profit partnership or anything like that. I don't love the profit side, like profit sharing part, because profit is so hard to, you know, really pin down and nail down, because that person could be spending on all kinds of things that has nothing to do with you as their partner, but yet that affects you in getting paid, right? And so, so anyway, like, this is not a new business model, but again, I don't know why I didn't start offering this sooner, but hey, we can only change going forward, right? And so number two, it is so unbelievably, and for you coaches out there, you get me what I'm talking about here. It is so unbelievably rewarding when you work with somebody who goes and does what you tell them to do. And because they actually did what you told them to do, they get amazing results, right? It is so unbelievably rewarding. Now, this has to be a two-way street when you have this kind of partnership, because like I can offer the best strategy, the best advice, the best tactics, et cetera. But if that person or their team isn't going to execute on that, this is not going to work. And so that is the second insight. It is so unbelievably rewarding when you work with somebody and you're, you know, you're telling them exactly what to do. They go do it because they listen and they get results because they actually did what we've been talking about. It's awesome. Number three, the third insight here is this kind of partnership goes well beyond a quote unquote regular kind of coaching relationship. I would only partner with somebody who I'd be willing to hang out with outside of work stuff, right? You know, I get, you know, get to know their family and vice versa. That's the kind of level of, you know, relationship and the partnership that I'm willing to do. Outside of that, no. You know, I'm a sounding board and hold space for that person for whatever's going on for them in their business or in their life. And so it's just an amazing level of a coaching relationship that goes well beyond anything else. The next thing is I am never counting the dollars in their business to see like, ooh, how much can I make on that? Or I'm never giving advice to somebody or strategy or whatever it might be, right? Based on, well, if I know that if they do that, they're going to make this much money. And so that's going to net me, blah, blah, blah. So I better tell them that. Like, that is not how I do things, right? So that is, I'm never counting the dollars or giving advice based on how much money I could earn from the implementation of that advice. That is just a messy way to do business and no way to do business. And lastly, this part has been really, really fun, is that my experience has been that the person wants me to be successful from the partnership just as much as they want to be successful in their business, which is a very refreshing dynamic. Like this is like, and this goes a long way with, you know, the types of people that, you know, I would choose to work with. And so those are some of my insights that I've gleaned this year in adding this business model to my business. And I really love this business model. And I'm sharing all this with you, not only because this kind of model might very well work for you. I'm starting to have more of these conversations with some of our accelerator members, meaning like this might work for them, for some of their students, you know, this type of model. But I also want to offer this up to you, right? For me to potentially partner with you if you qualify. And so in order for me to consider partnering with somebody, there's a few criteria that you must meet. Number one, and this is a non-negotiable, our values need to align. This is a non-starter if our values don't align. We are adding values to my new website, which is coming out very, very soon. But if you're not sure what the values are and you want to check it out now, just go to my accelerator page, rickmulready.com/accelerator. You'll see my values right there. So if there's not a values alignment, like no go. Number two, your business needs to be relevant in some way to my audience, to all of you, because I'm going to be featuring you and your business here on my podcast here, to my email list, to my social media, et cetera. And so when I know that there is relevance to what you do to my audience, I can help you even more quickly because I can expand your reach really, really fast. Yes, I just snapped my fingers. Number three, you need to have a validated offer that has the potential for scale. You don't have to be at a certain revenue level, right? But you do need to have the foundations in place for your business. And lastly, you have to be doing good in the world and want to be helping people on a much larger scale that goes along with our with the values. And I'd say the last thing here is that these types of revenue share partnerships can be done in different ways, right? So it can be for certain parts of your business, right? It doesn't have to be. So like if you're coaching and you're putting like your time, for example, and you're getting new clients, but yet over on the other side of the business, you are selling courses and memberships or whatever it might be. And, you know, I'm helping with that side, you know, certain things in the business can be siloed as part of the partnership, if that makes sense. So it doesn't have to necessarily be on the entire business. And so if this works for your business, if this potentially could work for your business with some of your clients, some of your students, you know, I really want to encourage you to consider this type of business model because, you know, caveat, you got to be good at what you do, right? If you're not good at what you do, do not do this business model. But if you are good and you know you can get people results, then think about it. And again, if you'd like me to consider partnering with you and you meet the criteria that I've just gone through and you're interested in potentially partnering with me, send me an email. Just shoot me an email with the word partnership in the subject line and essentially pitch me on why you think we should partner together. So, and my email, that would help, right? rick@rickmulready.com. rick@rickmulready.com. Put partnership in the subject line and basically pitch me on why you think we should partner together. I really love this business model. It has been similar to that first trip, that first fishing trip with Pat earlier this year. It's completely opened up a whole new world, if you will, of enjoyment in the business. And, you know, it wasn't known to me, just like the fishing and the impact it would have on my life at the beginning of this year. It wasn't, you know, wasn't even on my radar. So hope this was helpful for you. And again, if you are interested, just shoot me an email and kind of pitch me on why you think we should work together. All right, my friend, thank you as always for listening today. I appreciate you. Until next time, be well, and I'll chat with you soon.